Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR to go make your first bet as a fan of a Stanley Cup champion team. Get on it. Go do it. Still real, chat. The Avs are still Stanley Cup champions, and they will be for at least like 330 some days or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. We'll see.
It'll probably be more like 350.
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Plus they win it again, of course, which whatever.
Either way, with whatever's left of our voices, we're going to be talking about how the Avs actually won the game last night.
Yeah.
So it should be a fun one.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the game. Oh, is there an echo? Cool.
I don't know. I don't know how to fix that.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah. But anyway, as we get into this, first of all, what a great hockey game. And I know we start here a lot, but this was another one-goal hockey game that the Colorado Avalanche won, making three one-goal game wins in the Cup Final, let alone the numerous other ones they had in the playoffs. So the Avs did everything, right? They even won the game that people said they couldn't win with a 2-1 defensive effort win, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah, you know what really what's funny is I think what struck me is that in all of the montages and all the stuff last night, people are putting in highlight reel goals, and you're like, God, what was the last like really cool goal that they have scored this year? Like great play, great pass. Is it like the seventh goal from game two?
I mean,
on the power play where they had the little triangle passing plays, like a neat little goal, and then he beats Bossy.
Like, if anyone knew it went in, it would have been Kadri's game four, but no one knew it went in, so it was weird.
Okay. Yeah, I mean more like a really like high skill level,
like team whole play. Team. Yeah.
And what I think struck me is that was the criticism, is that the Avs were all flash and they could not grind it out and they couldn't work. And you look at all the goals that they score in the last couple of games and they get bounces. Pucks going off skates. Puck going off of Andrew Cogliano's knee that's going to go 6 feet wide. You know, like some of these silly things that ended up going their way. But like, I guess, yeah, the Berkey OT and even the Berkey OT goal starts with a bounce.
It comes back out to Nichushkin.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It comes back out in a funny way, and it's really the same bounce that they got on Lekkonen's goal.
Yeah, kind of
last night. Where,
not quite the same, but similar.
Yeah, like where it goes off of the defenseman and it just squirts out a different direction than everybody was intending. And but I mean, like a really like high level like team goal. And the fact that when you get into the Stanley Cup final and the two teams involved defend at the level that they do, Tampa Bay had a handful of great team goals, but that's it. Like those were the only goals that they scored. The weirdest part of this, Tampa got all the flashy goals and Colorado got all the greasy goals. And who won?
Greece.
It's the strangest thing, because you would not have, going into the series, you would have said, okay, if these teams were going to score goals this way,
you'd pick Tampa to be the greasy team.
Exactly. They were the greasy team. They were the ones that were the grinded out, hardworking, you know, oh, we're just going to we're gonna make the big play this way late in the game. You know, we're just going to keep, you know, puck at the net, something simple, hope that something goes our way and we're going to capitalize, that kind of thing. And instead, they didn't really do any of that in the series, certainly not on a consistent level. And when you go and you look at the way that the Avs protected the home plate area in every game except game three, where it was just a highway, just a straight
that was
up,
like a four-way interchange.
Dude, with that graph at the end of this, yes, it's gonna have something about game three home
the
plate.
The T-Rex project,
oh, Steven Stamkos's house.
Seriously, that's it was like, it was straight up. It was just like a runway for success for those guys in that one game, and they did such a good job. They did such a good job with protecting that part of the ice. And you go and you look at last night, and it takes a bounce. They get a goofy bounce for Stamkos' goal. They don't get a bounce the rest of the way, and they don't capitalize. Yep. They have a 2-on-1 in the third period that Kucherov puts wide.
Yep.
They have a one-timer from Kucherov
that Kemper,
just gobbles up. And when you're looking back on it, those are the ones that Bolts Jolts should be losing his shit about today. If he wasn't busy whining about officiating.
And puck luck, I don't know if Bolts Jolts complained about puck luck, but I look at the first goal scored by Tampa, and that is in part puck luck. Yeah. It's just, puck luck has no motive. It just benefits both teams at different times, and that happened even last game.
I love that. Puck luck has no motive. We're stealing this. We're going to start talking. This is going to be an axiom that we lean on all the time now.
I do like that.
No motives at all.
Yeah, no, because that's, I mean, luck serves as a reference point.
You know who else didn't have any motives? The refs.
So did you guys really have an issue with the officiating last night?
None. I had no problem.
They let tripping on both sides really go.
Yep.
The fact that Tampa Bay ginned up controversy on each goal is more of a Tampa Bay thing, I think. And I'm curious. I would like to ask both of you, do you think the way that they reacted to those goals is one of the reasons they lost the series? That they just didn't, team-wide, they didn't have the composure that they did in the past? That instead of John Cooper the entire series, and then in-game, we saw it on multiple occasions, in multiple games, you saw their star players kind of emotionally melting down in front of us. And then it culminates last night. Their backs are against the wall. They're all the pressure in the world. And these dudes are blaming the refs, and they're going after the refs. Belmar hooks Josh Manson's stick into his body.
And they're complaining about it.
goes for the dive routine. And the refs are like, not a chance. We're giving you that. And the big sell job costs them the other way.
Yep.
It opens up the ice. It opens up the middle of the ice.
Yeah, get a rush off of it.
Yep. Yeah, because Josh Manson drives the middle of the ice, and that's what creates that 3-on-2. And then they get a little bit of puck luck. But then, look, Arturi Lehkonen.
It's just beautiful.
That's a great finish.
Yeah.
What just you got?
Beats him.
That's a dude, make the save, bro. Like, you could be upset with the ref. You could be upset with that bounce. But that puck goes off two Lightning players. Eric Chernak is the one that he should get the primary assist.
Not wrong.
Because it goes off of his stick. He slaps at it, and it goes right to Arturi Lehkonen. But I do want to add, to ask the question, to refocus it, is do we think that one of the reasons that they lost this series is because of a lack of composure?
I'm thinking about it because after Game 5, that was something people almost, not a lack of composure, but emotional maturity, act like you've been here before. Tampa Bay has. That's why they're here again. And I think we all knew that the Avs were an emotionally mature team that had composure because we've been seeing it all season long, and there wasn't any concern like, yeah, the Avs haven't been in this position. Tampa Bay has.
Yeah.
I don't think this is actually an advantage to Tampa Bay because I don't know if they had competition quite like the Avalanche before, and I think that showed it chipped at their armor, and they became pretty vulnerable, and they lost some of their composure, starting with their coach down. And I think that probably did cost them because – so much of what has gotten them to this point has been a team that can persevere and overcome. They did it in the Rangers series.
Yeah.
And I think that they just hadn't played a team like the Avs before and kind of fell apart.
Well, yeah. From the outside, John Cooper before this series, now I haven't watched every presser.
Of course.
You know, and like, but from the outside, he's a guy that you follow. He's the lead of coaches.
Yep.
So you keep it, you keep an eye on him. You measure the tone that he kind of sets for the org. But I think with watching Cooper, I'd never seen him act like this before.
Agreed.
Where coming into the series, and I'm not going to get into like, oh, I lost all this respect for Tampa Bay or whatever.
I mean, I lost a little, but it's not the conversation here.
I think, agreed, it's a little, but like, it's not. It's like,
yeah,
whatever.
You're not, yeah.
The thing that stood out to me was that this has been a... We have a job to do. The job is to win hockey games. How it happens doesn't matter. Just get there. Well, no excuses. You fight through the adversity that the games present you. Every game is its own unique mountain that you have to climb. And what we saw from Tampa Bay that we didn't see from Colorado that I think surprised me the most in the series is that emotional maturity wasn't there. Look, I wasn't surprised when David Perron shit his pants while Nazem Kadri was undressing St. Louis. I sure wasn't surprised when 5 minutes into the first game of the Western Conference Finals, Jay Woodcroft has already lost his mind, and the assistant coaches have to be held back at the end of that first period because of the tag-up call.
Yep.
Like, I wasn't surprised when the Oilers and the Blues didn't have it. They were pretenders. But the Tampa Bay Lightning, it caught me off guard.
I don't think it's why they lost necessarily, but I do think it's a symptom of them losing, kind of the way
yeah.
Megan put
I like
it.
That. Yeah.
Because you're right. The Tampa's never played a team like the Avs, and I think it really...
Well, they went through a brutal route. Like, let's put
absolutely.
Some respect on how
absolutely.
They got there.
Like they play great teams.
They go through the Hart Trophy winner.
They're a great team.
They go through the President's Trophy winner. They go through the Vezina winner, and then they get the Norris. At the end, like they went through a brutal route, but this is what winning a cup is really all about, though.
Yep.
Because the last couple of years, their Stanley Cup final was a breeze.
Yep.
Those were easy series compared to what they just went through.
Well, and I think it really set in for them after game four. When you get the whole Cooper super riled up after the game about how that goal shouldn't have counted, this, that, and the other
we
thing.
We should still be playing.
Yeah.
And then the very next day, he's like, that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And
it would be nice if his fan base would figure out that that is a line change. And we could stop hearing about
it's
it,
so
but whatever.
Ominous. He's like, you'll hear about this
you'll
tomorrow.
Hear about it
and
tomorrow.
Then tomorrow, I retract.
And their fan base melts down. Like, they're not... Is it a high stick for Bode Beyer? They don't even know what he's talking
do you,
about.
Do you remember it started as an offside, and then it went to too many men, and then it was actually the high stick at center ice.
It's tough. It was a tough look.
Well, and this was the thing, though, is that it felt like excuses.
Yep.
It felt like they were not putting in the honest work.
Well, and
it was excuses. And it was, our guys are so hurt. We've played so much hockey. We've done this. We've done that. And it's like, what are you looking for here? Do you want somebody to feel sorry for you?
I think...
Did you feel sorry for the other teams when you beat them?
Well,
absolutely not.
So here's...
You never apologize for your success.
The mentality there, to me, it feels like is... Look, this team has lost before. I understand that. But you look at the Columbus series in round one 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
4 years ago now, I guess. And I think Tampa looks at themselves after a loss like that and go, we can beat that team. We should have beat that team. I think they look at this series and they go, we don't beat that team. We don't know how to beat that team.
Well, and I don't know if you saw Jay Fresh's tweet of his six-game breakdown.
I might have. I don't know.
The Avs, much better in game one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most dominant playoff games
ever.
In a very, very long time in game two. Closer to 50-50, but still Tampa Bay tilted in game three.
Yep.
Game four is a true coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Game five, the Avs much
actually
better.
Won
the Avs actually.
Small stats battle for
they,
sure.
They definitely came out in that process. And then game six, the Avs again.
Yep.
And so you're looking at four of the six games. The Avs clearly outplay. One coin flip. And then one game that Tampa Bay was better. And you look at it and you're like, the only reason this series goes six games, the only reason there's multiple overtime games is Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Straight up.
He papers over all of their problems. That guy, he got outplayed by Darcy Kemper in the series. Just barely.
By they exactly were, a 1,000.
They were really, they were legitimately like neck and neck. They were the same goalie in the series, essentially, stats-wise.
Yep.
Even if you get into the fancy goalie stats, they're almost identical.
Bang on.
Yeah, they're almost identical. But that Vasi needed to be special to save this, to get them through this series. And he was not special.
He was just really, really good.
He was just... We talk about Darcy Kemper was just good enough. All he had to do was be better than the goalie that he was facing in that series.
And he was.
He did.
Yeah.
He got it done. But Vasi, they... So the seven goals really tilts the stats.
It makes the numbers look weird.
Yeah, because if you look at each goalie has dominant numbers in the non-blowouts. Yeah.
If you remove the blowout, it's like, oh, they both had a really good series.
Yeah, you're like, oh, these guys are all 940 goaltenders. What the hell? This is crazy. Really, really, really good.
Yeah. So put some respect on Darcy's name.
Hey, can you scroll up just a little? I'm curious. Oh, hold on. I want to read that. The one that you banned, yeah. No, no, no. I just.
He just wants
read
to read the comment. He wants to soak in it a little
bit. Better than Colorado 5v5. The difference in the series were the power plays, and Tampa getting that late games because they had a much harder path to the cup.
Only because they made it harder.
Like, yeah, you could have won in four.
Right.
Like.
Avs just made quick work where they could.
I love that they were better at 5v5 simply because,
which also is just not true.
Well, Tampa Bay finished with one more 5v5 goal than Colorado did, and that was the conclusion.
That's the only statistic that goes Tampa's
it's
way.
It's literally the only, and it's one goal. It's not like a four goal difference where you're like, hey, there's a thing here.
Yep.
But also, games are not played exclusively at 5v5, so this is one of the interesting things that happened. In this series, we use the analytics, we use all this. Most of the time, we do this in big pictures.
Yep.
What does it mean to be a 55% Corsi team or whatever over the course of
an entire season?
Exactly. Yeah. Over a long stretch of games here, okay? But when you're talking about in a series like this, 5v5 is not the only shit that matters. That editor and Leaf nerd learned that the hard way. Games get played in all situations in the postseason, and it does not matter what any of the numbers look like when you do that. You have to take them all into account.
Well,
you can't just be like, oh, well, 5v5 only this. 5v. Oh, well, but the power play. The Avs lost a playoff series against Dallas because of their penalty kill.
Well, and
because
exactly.
Of their they couldn't kill one penalty. And then you get to last night. Last night,
forget the whole
they
series.
Couldn't even get to the penalty kill. They needed to just get to the PK. They couldn't get to it. The Avs score 6-on-5.
It's not just that, too. Tampa went 2-for-15.
Yeah.
Like, the Avs
only
PK locked them down.
Their only two goals on the power play in the series. Corey Perry, the sixth goal.
Yeah.
The sixth goal of the 6-2 win in Game 3. Meaningless goal. And then the 4-on-3 goal.
Yep.
Okay, those games, all 60 minutes mattered.
Yep.
All situations counted. You can't look and say, well, they got this at 5v5 or they got this. No, 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 no. Because all of them counted. The Avs whooped that ass at 5v5 in all process statistics. They got outscored by one goal. And then when you get into special teams, all those special teams coaches we've been trying to fire for the last 3 years.
Got the job done.
All of them get the turbo dunk on all of us.
Yep.
Because those units won them the Stanley Cup. They won them this series. In particular, won them this series. And the power play finished the postseason, what, like 32%?
Yeah, it was 30-something.
I think it was 32.8%. Are you for real? If you did that in the regular season, you'd have one of the greatest power plays in NHL history.
All time.
And you did it in the postseason.
I'm just thinking about it, too, because I feel like the power play, it didn't necessarily stand out as one of their greatest assets, but the penalty kill did.
Absolutely.
And even starting the first period, game 5, penalty kill, kind of concerned that destroyed momentum. Game 6, another early penalty kill.
Yeah.
But they endured that first period. It was a great kill, and they obviously only just trended in the right direction through the rest of the game.
Well, and you look at where they struggled in the past, you know, because we had always I had always told you, I will take a lethal penalty kill where you don't give up anything.
Yep.
And you just have to win games at 5-on-5.
Yep.
But look how much of a difference it ended up making, that they could get a power play goal, that they could get that one extra goal in that situation that the other team couldn't, and that their PK just didn't allow it. And they were like, okay, we'll give you the extra goal of 5v5 because we won the special teams battle by 9 goddamn goals or whatever it ended up being. And you're cruising.
Very quickly, we are brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can go get some at your local liquor store right now. You can also go over to breckbrew.com and get some of their amazing merch. Everyone loves their hat. It's like every time we bring their hat out, people are like, how do I get that? Can I get that hat?
Yeah.
Yes, and at breckbrew.com.
This is actually one of the ones you can.
Yeah. Also brought to you by Athletic Greens. God knows I needed it this morning after last night to get me up and running for the day. It's just one scoop in your cup of water in the morning. Drink it down. You're good to go. It's got vitamins, electrolytes, probiotics, antigens, all sorts of crazy stuff in there that's good for your health. It'll help with your workouts. It'll do all sorts of stuff. It'll get your immune system going. They take care of you top to bottom. Bunches of athletes use it in their daily routines to make sure they're taking care of your body. So take control of your health today. Go over there. Check out athleticgreens.com/avalanche, I believe. It might be /DNVR. I'm sorry, Athletic Greens. Wrong one. It's /DNVR. Go over there. When you order, you get a year's supply of vitamin D as well. They'll just throw that in for free and 5 travel packs. So there we go. Yeah. Put the 22 on that cup. All right. Close enough. Okay. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast.
Oh, damn.
Water seems like a good idea. It's cracking me up.
I wish we had some.
I do, too.
I got, like, the tiniest bit left if you want to finish it. Getting into the second period of this hockey game, getting into the Avs' first goal. First of all, the arm wasn't up for the proper contact.
Yeah, so the arm's not up when Paul touches
it's
the
like
puck.
It's on the way up, but it's not up.
And you've never seen an official make that call in the history of the league.
Yeah.
Where he's putting the arm up and he's like, well, he has recently touched the puck, therefore possession. And then he doesn't ever have it out high. He just doesn't have it out high.
That was not possession.
That's a puck battle that Colorado just wins. Mm-hmm. You're not getting that call.
Nope.
Ever. You're not getting that call in the preseason, guy. Like, take it down a notch, Coop.
Yep.
But the finish from McKinnon, what was different about that one-timer than all the other bullshit power play one-timers is he's way lower in the zone. It's a way tighter angle, but the pass from Byram.
Great pass.
In the wheelhouse,
They had, so like, that's not a PK unit. That's a 5v5 group that's tired. They've been out there. 6-on-5 is kind of a weird thing that
there's not a ton of
play
space.
A lot of. And trying to figure it out kind of on the fly, everybody trying to, okay. They didn't really have time because the Avs had cycled down low to out high. They didn't really have time to get, like, set up the way that they really wanted to. And the Avs just adjusted and the puck movement, and more importantly, the body movement. McKinnon getting himself in a dangerous position. And what was different that from him firing from one-timers from a proper power play over there is that he was deeper, the angle was sharper, but Vasi had further to go to get there.
Well,
the puck from Byram is perfect. And it's not like he makes this incredible pass through a bunch of guys or what. It's just the right read, and he makes the right pass. He doesn't, it's not too hard, it's the right pass, and McKinnon just tees it up, gets all of it, and just smokes it.
Well, like, and that's, we've seen numerous times in the series McKinnon smoke that right into Vasi's pad.
Yeah.
This time he gets it 18 inches off the ice,
yeah,
right over the pad, right under the blocker.
But Vasi has to go further.
True.
To get to it, because McKinnon is deeper in the zone.
For sure.
And it was that, you're talking like literally, like inches,
millimeters.
He still, that motherfucker still
almost got it. Yeah.
Still gets a piece of it.
Yep,
because the guy's a monster.
But the goal ultimately counted.
What a freak, man!
He ruined the way we evaluate Darcy Kemper because of who he is as a goalie.
Because he's a monster.
Just so good.
I got to the end of Shredder's Revenge and I thought Vasi was gonna pop out.
I imagine this is like what other people do. Like, this is what Vancouver fans are doing to Quinn Hughes every time they see Cale Makar play.
Yeah.
It is like the Avs fans Kemper to Vasi.
They're like, dude, they're like, our guy is really good, but look at that guy. What the hell, dude? Yeah,
come on now.
Like, our guy sets a, you know, Quinn Hughes set the record for best postseason or most prolific postseason for a rookie defenseman ever.
Yep.
And now Cale Makar has dusted him since then.
Absolutely blown away.
Vasi's a monster, dude. I came into the series like, Andrei Vasilevskiy is the best goalie in the world. And I've come out of the series like, Andrei Vasilevskiy is the best goalie in the world. Holy, 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 holy shit.
Yeah.
He's so crazy. And I can't believe they got that game too. More than anything, I can't believe that the game won with like Val like
bumbling
like,
it in.
Yeah, just like shooting pucks through his body. And you're like, what is up? Oh my gosh, I am just.
Did you see they've known each other for 10 years? Vasi and Val.
Oh, I bet.
Not a courtesy goal, me.
There you go. I'll give you one.
He knows he's going into free agency. He knows. He's like, I'm trying to get you paid, man.
Thanks, Vasi.
Well.
God, that would be the ultimate bro hookup if that guy was like, oh, just got through my arm.
Like, oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to want 5% back on it. 5% kickback on that next deal.
What a deal.
That difference there was great, but defensively, you see, what were the big chances for Tampa Bay in the second period?
Ooh, in the second period?
No. Ooh, trick question. Yeah, there weren't any.
That's what I was like, I'm trying to think of it. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. It's funny because the third period, the Avs played a perfect defensive third period, and there are two moments.
Great opportunities
that stick out where you're like, I was so mad at that 2-on-1 as it was unfolding. I was like, no, no, not like. And then Kucherov misses, and I was like, welcome to the other side, assholes. Because that has been a team. Tampa Bay has been a team that gets one chance
and they convert.
Scores.
And they convert every
time.
They
got one chance. Look at the third period of game 5.
Yep.
Like, they had been dominating play. They had been pushing play in that third period. But they weren't generating a lot of like really like dangerous chances. They get one chance. And Kemper gets 90% of that puck.
And it still goes in.
And it still goes in. They capitalized so well, so consistently. And then in the biggest moment, home ice, third period, game 6, you're down by 1. And it's your guy. It's Nikita Kucherov. It's your guy.
That you couldn't ask for a better situation if you're Tampa.
You look at Alex Killorn and you're like, Alex Killorn scored 0 goals in the postseason. The fact that they got to where they did with that being true, and with Braden Point out, like, look, Tampa Bay's nasty.
Yeah.
There's a reason they were there. The fact that they overcame that, The fact that they overcame Alex Killorn's little ghost routine and Braden Point's injury and came like as and close these wins, as they did, these wins are as close as they are. Like, bro, nasty. Tampa Bay ruled this year.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
But they deserve to lose because you look at it. You look at the score, just the score sheet. You look at Nathan MacKinnon, game six. One goal, one assist. Where are you at, Kucherov?
Nowhere.
I don't know. I don't know if he got an assist.
I mean, off of his foot or
right,
whatever.
Right. I don't know if he got an assist on the goofy, like, he's on the ground and it looks like he might push the puck forward.
Yeah.
And then it goes off of Palat's skate to Stamkos. I think the only assist went to Palat. But he has the 2-on-1 and he has the one timer.
Yep.
And it just doesn't get it done. And with Tampa Bay, you got to be like, look, we had our injuries. We didn't have the depth. Our depth guys didn't do shit in this series. Like, it had to be the stars. It had to be the stars. And Colorado stars just took them away. They outplayed them.
Yep.
And it's funny that we talk so much about, oh, depth guy this and depth that, this and, you know, but sometimes it's just the stars that bring it home for you.
Yeah.
Like Arturi Lehkonen scores a goal, but I think
we'll get it.
We would also say, look, Arturi Lehkonen has shown in his time in Colorado. They're about to hand that dude a nice multi-year deal worth a shitload of money. And he's going to be in Colorado's top six for the entirety of that contract. That dude's days as a bottom six player are over. For a reason.
Deserved. Absolutely deserved. Obviously, the goal, we kind of talked about it a little bit already, but MacKinnon with the pass that no one sees coming because he didn't mean to put it off Turnak skate, but he did. Yep. And it goes the opposite way that he was trying to put the puck.
I mean, bad decision, Nate. Why are you trying to give it to Josh Manson? Give it to the guy on the forehand who's got the angle. What are you doing? The puck went where it should have anyway.
Not wrong.
That was the universe just being like, yoink!
And I again, we gave him credit, but I don't think we gave him enough. Arturi Lehkonen with an unbelievable shot.
Because you have to be so alert to receive this kind of unexpected.
Yeah, he doesn't even think it's coming
pass.
His way.
So,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's a bouncing puck that he doesn't settle. He just wires it. It gets on his tape and it's off his tape. And that's a player who understands. You don't have time for this.
Find the goalie while he's moving.
You've got an open look at a goaltender, finally, in a series in which they are selling out. They are, like, bodies are dropping because they're so committed to blocking shots. And that puck gets on his stick. It's a bouncing puck. If you go and you watch how that puck is moving around, it's not flat. It's not like, oh, this is a nice, perfect situation. He takes an ugly situation and...
It beautiful.
It's perfect.
Made it beautiful. Amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah, and not Arturi Lehkonen with four game-winning goals in these playoffs.
Boy, that's a whole series. Guy won a series worth of games with his game winners.
Ridiculous.
And really, I think only one of those was
lame. Kind of a nothing goal.
Well,
yeah.
and it's the first goal of a shutout, and so you're right. Like, game-winning goal. But the other ones, St. Louis.
Yep.
He scores a third goal to put them up 3-1.
Yep.
And how big is that third goal? Like, in every
game. The insurance goal mattered.
Every single 2-1 game in the history of hockey, everybody's like, next goal is big. Because 3-1 is a lot harder to come back from than 2-1. And so that was a big one. And then you get the overtime winner.
To send him to the cup.
To send him to the cup finals with the deflection and then the rebound. And then you get this one. And then you get the tip in the shutout against Edmonton. But, like, three of those four are legit big-time goals.
Yeah.
Those are not just insurance, it's not like Cogliano's game winners where it was like the Avs scored a shitload of goals and his just happened to be the one where the other team stopped scoring.
Sure.
Like, you're talking about Lehkonen's goals are, like, actual game-winning goals there. And the play from him and the play from Val Nichushkin, those two guys.
Unworldly step up.
We're talking about Nazem Kadri and Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko ranted in, but like those two guys lifted everything else up in a way that the previous Avalanche teams simply didn't have.
Both those guys started this year as third liners, and obviously lacking it on a different team. Yeah, but
well, sort of. They put Nichushkin in the top six, and we were like, well, this is going to last five games. Yeah,
well, because everyone was injured. Like, with a healthy lineup at the start of the year.
102 games later.
You're looking at Nuke as a third liner, and Nuke said, you know what? No.
He's like, I like this job.
Yeah.
This job is sweet.
I think I'll stay up here. So,
and look, you know, it's a lot more fun to play with these guys on a regular basis. No offense, JT.
And so the Avs get that, but at the end of the day, the king of the game in Game 6 for the Stanley Cup Final is the guy everyone wants it to be.
Yep.
It's Nathan MacKinnon. He has, obviously, the first goal. He gets the primary assist, even if it is a little funny, on the game-winning goal. And Nathan MacKinnon shows up, and the Avs win. Sometimes life ain't complicated.
Somebody's trying to buy my property again.
Oh, nice. You should just start raking in money off that thing.
I should really just be like, here's my Venmo. Thanks for the 30 grand. P.S. I don't own any property.
And look, AJ said it 100 million times that it takes a village.
Yep.
But every village needs a leader, too.
Yeah.
So... the Avs
isn't that
really
what we learned from that book with all the kids on the island with the conch? Is that we eventually...
Are you talking about Lord of the Flies?
That's it. Thank you. Somebody, eventually somebody rises to the top. You've got to look, leadership is
the
just
worst
a part of
description
it.
Of that book I've ever heard.
I'm glad you got it.
How was it the worst? You knew what I was talking about.
But I had to dig deep for
you
that one.
Share a brain, I feel like.
I don't feel like it was bad at all. He knew exactly what I was talking about. It was the conch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The I mean, kids on an island it. Wouldn't have
yeah,
done
that could have
anything.
Been anything,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, Duke's foot picture last night.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of thing you see on OnlyFans. That is not what those feed pictures are all about. That was gross. Like, it's all, like, taped up, and you can still see all the bruises.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude.
I don't even know what you did to this, but
don't walk around on that thing. Him getting carted around was appropriate.
It was fine. It was fun.
It was appropriate.
We are brought to you by FOCO. I believe Yahir can even, like, show you their bobbleheads right now. They are one of the places you can go get official Avalanche merch for the Stanley Cup. Look at all those Stanley Cup holding bobbleheads right there.
Is there one for every single player?
There might be. I don't actually know. There's another one down there.
Yo, I like the one with the ring with the.
The ring is kind of sick.
Where you
yeah.
wear the ring
around your neck, yeah.
One ring to rule them all.
Is there a Logan O'Connor bobblehead?
Let's see. Is there an EJ one? That's the one.
There has
yeah.
to be.
I don't believe you. You just haven't found them yet.
End of the page.
They just haven't added them all yet.
Yeah, that's
good point. Good point.
Go check out FOCO. You can go to FOCO.com to order from them. They have all sorts of other merch too. I think they're probably sold out of their old Joe Sakic ones. Those bobbleheads, I think, are gone because they're only 200.
I was gonna say those were limited edition,
yeah.
Man.
So get these while you still can on the bobbleheads. Again, they do have other merch like clothing and all of that too. So yeah.
But Andrew Cogliano slept well. But he finally was just like, okay, body.
I can now rest.
You can be at peace.
Body.
We're also brought to you by Avoca TV. If you're here in the Denver metro area, you can get TV for just $15 a month for the first 3 months with code DNVR. And then it's only $25 a month after that. It's got Altitude. It's got AT&T Sportsnet. It's got the national channel. So it has you covered for all of your local sports. Every single one available to you through Avoca TV. Go over there to avoca.tv/DNVR. That's EVOCA.tv/DNVR to check out all of their stuff.
Yeah.
Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. P.S. Check out the shirts. We have a championship shirt as well.
We didn't sleep here. Also,
as far as you know,
felt like it.
I just wore the same shirt again.
I didn't sleep much.
I'm literally wearing last night's clothes because I couldn't. I was not messing with this.
He fell asleep in those clothes.
I will very happily be a disgusting monster for right now, and then just go home and become a proper human again.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Completely.
I got 3 hours of sleep. So
that's not bad. That's not.
I was up writing all night.
Yeah.
Literally was falling asleep while writing whatever that paragraph is. In the takeaways about Darcy Kemper,
just let it be.
Just know, I wrote it 5 times because the first time I fell asleep and was just going like this. And then I woke up and then I erased it. And then, anyway, this continued. So if you go and read that paragraph in particular, I was asleep when I wrote that.
We do have to talk about this third period.
The third period of all third periods.
Just an unbelievably quality period from the Colorado Avalanche with a 2-1 lead to go out there and dominate Tampa Bay. The shots were, what, 9-4 at the end of it?
Yeah, 9-4. How often does a team that's trailing 2-1, I guess any one goal deficit in the third period, get outshot 9-4?
Not often.
In any kind of game, let alone home ice.
Do or die.
Yeah.
Game 6.
Elimination game.
Yeah.
Like, and I only mention home ice because they get the matchups that they want.
Right.
They get to pick their spots the way that they want. And you can't manufacture anything.
Nothing.
Their literal first shot on goal was a dump in from the blue line.
From center ice. Like 11 minutes into the period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look defeated.
A dump in. I also watched Darcy Kemper play in that series, but in no way did I think that was going to work.
Hey, I mean, I just, the Avs deserve all the credit in the world because they played an incredibly great game to close it out, and that's what they needed. You knew that's what it was going to take to get it across the finish line against a team like Tampa, and they got it done. So, well earned.
It's so funny because I don't have a lot to say about the third period.
It was just great.
Other than to just
it
say,
was just great.
That's as clinical, as masterful, a defensive shutdown performance as you can imagine. And they still, those assholes still generated 2 incredible scoring chances.
Because they're just that good.
Because the fact that Corey Perry didn't get a moment in the sun on that 2-on-1.
Yep.
That to me, I was like, this is the hockey gods telling you, Tampa.
It's time.
You made your bed with a bitch.
Okay, let's get to these super chats that we have.
Man, Darcy Kemper ruled last night. Give up that goal to Stamkos
and said
that
nothing.
Early on. And then nothing the rest of the game. It's not even like they hit a bunch of posts and he got super lucky and he's scrambling, he's doing all kinds of crazy. No, boring.
Yep.
Controlled, dominant.
Easy life.
Suck it, Bassie.
$16 from our girl Meegerbs. $16 Dubs, they did it. Thank you, Rudo, AJ, Megan, and the rest of the DNVR family, allowing us fans to join the ride with y'all and other fans. Tough year for me, and you made it better. Vibe Tribe forever.
You guys see the video of her jumping around?
Yeah.
It was all about it. I was like, yeah, wake up all your neighbors.
$28 from Mark, who's saying, I woke up and it wasn't a dream. Thank you, wonderful peeps, for keeping it real and being a calming presence.
I texted Jesse and I said, this is never going to feel real.
Yep.
We just wanted it so much.
Yep.
It's never going to feel real. No. We're always going to know it happened. It's never going to feel real. I want to do last night over again already.
I didn't go to bed until 5:30 because I didn't want to shut my eyes and let the day be done and over.
I hear you.
If you never sleep, it doesn't end.
But this was kind of my theory, is because it was like 6 in the morning when I got done writing, and I was like, We gotta be up. I gotta be up at 10.
Should I just stay up?
I was like, should I maybe write a few more pieces?
I want to see the paragraph for Darcy Kemper that was the original. Typed in your
Let me see the original. Go back through.
You could have been channeling something.
It wasn't. It was mostly just one of the letter. I don't remember which letter, but it was mostly whatever letter the last
T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T.
And it was just like LOLOLOLOLOLOLOL.
The Lecky number from Ian, $62. 62 for Lecky's cup winning goal. Great season of coverage from you guys. Thanks for hours upon hours of entertainment.
It's our pleasure.
Of course. Y'all are insane. You gave so many super chats to last night, and now you're out here doing it again. Five from Pin King saying, which landmark did the Avs take this time? They took the cup.
So history has had a lot of dynasties throughout it, right? Mm-hmm. And what the Avs took from Tampa Bay was the fact that they'll never be a dynasty now.
Got him. Got him.
History won't ever look at Tampa Bay that way. Tampa Bay fans can and should.
But the rest won't.
History won't.
$10 from Jamie saying, speaking of Nichushkin, can we get a choo-choo chain shirt with Thomas the Tank Engine, but Nichushkin's face, then just a giant gold chain dragging behind it?
Yeah, there's probably some rights problems.
Yeah, definitely. That. Definitely getting sued all over the place on that one.
There's like seven different cease and desist issues there. But yeah, that would be the shit.
Ask again if when he stays.
Yeah, for sure. Now we have more shirts to make.
Yeah. 10 more from Jamie saying, good vibes today after all the happy tears last night. Love you, DNVR crew and DNVR watchers.
Oh, man. I went back and watched the post-game pod.
Yep.
Well, I had it on while I was writing. Sure. And then it's so funny. It starts, and there's like a quick flash of all of us like right there.
Yeah, the 0.1
and
seconds.
Everything is totally normal, right? Yep. And then the show actually starts, and I'm just bawling. In tears.
Yeah.
I'm just in pieces, and Megan's like looking at me. And she's like, do you need this tissue? And I'm like waving her off. I'm like, I'm fine. As I'm just like
lean
in pieces.
$20.
Rudo's just like, he just like brings the show in and is like, yeah, we're just doing this.
I thought you hosted a really coherent show.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
It was organized. It still flowed.
It's easy. It's easy with y'all. Y'all make my job super easy. Even crying AJ has A+ stories. $20 from Ben. Greetings from North Dakota. Despite AJ's mostly justified hate towards us, I've been watching and enjoying the show since the bubble. So great to see the Avs.
Look, man, I've just had some bad North Dakota experiences.
$5 from Tyler saying, I remember when Foppa left in 05 not knowing if I wanted to watch hockey anymore. Then the brutal 17 season, and finally we're here. Go Avs, go.
Yep. Man. Some pain along the way.
For sure.
And I'm not thinking about it, but there's going to be paid on the back end of this, too.
Oh, yeah.
Someday these guys hang it up, or they get traded, or they leave, or whatever. And we're always going to remember this group in particular.
It literally starts this offseason when
they all start. Well, I'm talking mostly about the core guys.
Yeah. Different conversation down the line, but.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Darcy Kemper's free agency. I'm talking about, like, when Gabe Landeskog retires. Right.
$10
moves into the front office.
It's $10 from Bradley. He doesn't say anything, but thank you very much. $5 from Will saying, didn't get to see the pod last night and decided to hang out at Market Street. The last 12 hours have been wild.
Oh,
I bet.
Tell me about it.
I bet.
Someone tagged me in a video with a traffic cone that was really large and wide, almost like the cup, and people were lifting it in Denver last night and kissing it like it was the Stanley Cup. And it kind of came full circle.
You found your people.
Yeah. It's like, you guys get it. That's a Stanley Cup champion cone.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if we took that home.
Yeah, someone definitely probably took that.
Some dude woke up next to a traffic cone and was like,
what did I do last night? $20.22 from Greg. 2022 for the year we all cried as one. On another note, about to be poor AF from buying merch. Vibe Tribe, love you, DNVR fam. Thank you very much, Greg.
Greg's awesome.
$50 from Editor Edward saying, really wanted to be home in Denver to watch the games, but these watch-alongs made me feel connected to everyone back home. Favorite memory of the night is watching my daughter grab my replica cup and hoist it over her while she watched them do it.
That is so
amazing.
Cute.
That's amazing.
Yep. And then $100, the insane $100 for an untamed adventurer saying, overdue for years of podcasts, keep up the great work.
You're awesome.
Thank you all so much for all the super chats for last night, for all of this. We talked about it last night, but we wouldn't be here without all of y'all hanging out in our chats, doing this with us. Yeah. So it really is something special. Not just the cup and the Avs winning it, which is obviously amazing, but the community here. It goes well beyond that. So, thank you. We are going to wrap up the show for today. We will be back tomorrow. Jesse should be back for tomorrow's show, so we'll probably have his thoughts on all of that from actually being there.
Yeah, he should have a very different lens that he saw last night through being on the ice for all of those festivities.
Yep. So, that should be a blast of a show tomorrow. And then after that, it's officially off-season pods, I think. So
yeah, I mean, we are off Thursday.
Yep.
Parade day is basically a company holiday.
Yep.
We will not be doing a show on Thursday for the parade. I don't know if we're going to be doing, we haven't talked about it, but I don't know if we're going to do like actual official coverage or if we're just going to be like, it's a fucking parade.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah. But I was reading through all the media guidelines last night. They were brutal.
They sounded rough. Either way, you know where to find us. Go like us on YouTube if you haven't already. Subscribe. You can go to our Twitter, all that nonsense. We appreciate all of y'all so very much. We'll be back tomorrow. Please tune in. Until then, the Avs are still Stanley Cup champions.
Paper dolls.